Hello, I'm Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, how do we begin fixing America's economy? An economy that has been offshoring manufacturing and production for decades, resulting in a trade deficit in goods of over $1 trillion in 2023, and that has shifted from a producer of goods to a service provider, and that has lost 5 million manufacturing jobs during just the past two decades, and that has seen the purchasing power of middle Americans shrink, but continues nevertheless to overtax them, and that within just the past 5 years has become a net importer of all things food. To answer the question of how we begin fixing America's economy, let's go back in history to a time when America's economy was a wealth-producing engine, and America an industrial and agricultural superpower. We have to go back in history when America realized that imported goods and food provided both a risk and an opportunity for America's economy. First, the risk. Imported goods and food produced in countries with lower labor costs, less stringent environmental and production standards, and even government subsidies presented a risk of displacing domestic production, resulting in the deindustrialization of America and threatening her national security, including her food security. And now the opportunity. Those same imported goods and food from those same foreign countries were an important potential source of revenue generation for America and her citizens. Now, it was only 235 years ago, in 1789, that America understood this, as evidenced by Congress's passage of the Tariff Act of 1789. It was passed so America could use import duties or tariffs to offset the inequity in the cost of production and manufacturing between America and the countries from which she imports. But it was also passed to generate revenues for the U.S. Treasury, as was then described by Congress as the means of supporting the government and discharging the debts of the United States. Now let's zero in on how tariffs can be used to additionally offset domestic taxes. According to the Coalition for a Prosperous America, the additional tariffs instituted on China's imports in 2018 generated approximately $48 billion per year, which is roughly the same amount as the income tax remitted by the lower 50% of American taxpayers. It's roughly the same amount as the federal gas tax paid by motorists in America every year. Now, these tariffs, first implemented two centuries ago, enabled America to prosper and become the greatest and strongest nation in the world. And for nearly 150 years, Congress regularly enacted new tariff acts to ensure that tariff rates were sufficient to sustain domestic production and manufacturing, preserve our national security, and support the government without overtaxing citizens. But history is replete with examples of how Congress just can't leave well enough alone. And after the Tariff Act of 1930, Congress abandoned its constitutional authority on tariffs, delegating that authority to the president. And that can be viewed as the outset of globalism and free trade that has since weakened our national economy, particularly over the past few decades. Fortunately, after decades of pursuing false globalization and free trade profits, Congress is beginning to return to reality, and a new wave of tariff bills has now been reintroduced in Congress. Here are examples of how bipartisan members of Congress are right now beginning to reinvigorate a tariff policy that can strengthen our domestic supply chains, reduce both our nation's trade and budget deficits, and potentially reduce the tax burdens on U.S. citizens. There's the Increasing American Ferrosilicon Production Act, introduced by Senators Sherrod Brown, Democrat from Ohio, and Tommy Tuberville, Republican from Alabama, to protect and support American production of ferrosilicon in Ohio and Alabama. And there's the Indian Shrimp Tariff Act, introduced by Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican from Louisiana, to support and help rebuild our domestic sheep industry that has been decimated by cheap imports. Imports that have now captured 90% of our domestic shrimp market. There's the Sewage Garlic Import Tariff Act by Senator Rick Scott, Republican from Florida, that targets China and provides relief from garlic imports that have injured California and other domestic garlic growers. Then there's the Protecting American Auto Workers from China Act, introduced by Senator Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, which raises the tariff 100% on all vehicles imported from China. And there's the Strengthening Tariffs on Chinese Autos Act, introduced by Senator Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida, that puts a specific tariff of $20,000 on each Chinese vehicle. And the Stop Mexico Steel Surge Act, introduced by Senators Tom Cotton, Republican from Arkansas, and Sherrod Brown, Democrat from Ohio. And so it is that tariffs are the correct answer to the question, how do we begin fixing America's economy? With that, have a productive week. Thank you and goodbye.